Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And there are still more lines emerging from Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin. He's still speaking at that annual press conference, saying that I'm ready to speak to Donald Trump on Ukraine. Russia is ready to compromise, but he says both sides must compromise. We're ready for talks with Zelensky. We can sign a deal only with legitimate authorities, which is the parliament in Ukraine. And he is still speaking, so, and still obviously answering questions on the situation in Ukraine. So we'll keep an eye on that for you too. Now, the news earlier this week that Holyhead is to remain closed until the 15th of January at the earliest has continued to cause chaos for Irish people who are trying to travel home for Christmas. Among them is Audrey Eager, who lives in London. Hello, Audrey.
Good morning, Claire.
You sent us a voice note. Thank you very much. And we played that on Monday's programme. You since discovered that you wouldn't be offered an alternative ferry journey home. So what's happening?
Well, on Tuesday, I contacted Trainline as I was a Sail and Rail passenger, foot passenger. And it was interesting because their first comment to me back was that it was cancelled up until the 27th of December, which was before any public announcement had been made. So I sort of had to negotiate with them, and they came back to me saying that they had been onto Irish Ferries, onto Transport for Wales. And the only comeback I had was to have a refund. There was no option of a foot passenger from Pembroke. So there I was with no way home.
And when were you originally supposed to come home?
Tonight. So I was leaving London 8 o'clock tonight for a ferry overnight.
Okay. And so now where are you at? You've got nothing, have you?
No. I did have to, as soon as that announcement came out on Tuesday, I had to look at the flight option. So I'm now flying back tonight.
And how much did the flight cost you?
€300 one way.
One way. And have you booked your return?
Not yet, because sometimes I would always decide if I want to come back by ferry, which is now not an option, but I will have to come back by plane now this time around.
Yeah, and it's not your choice. I know that every year when you come home, you go on the ferry, don't you? That's your thing.
It is my thing. People think I'm mad. I love the whole, you know, the bit of the Chris Rea driving home for Christmas mood. The atmosphere is always very good on the ferry, and it's just something I really enjoy doing every year.
And have you been in touch with other people who are trying to? We know the estimate was 150,000 people will be travelling on the ferries back. Have you been talking to anybody else?
Just a few people online, and there's various different stories I'm hearing from, you know, women who are pregnant who can't fly on a plane and now stuck, to how do people get their pets home. I've heard from one person who actually is a foot passenger from Pembroke, so it turns out that option was available. So it's just that community coming together online and comparing a few horror stories, really.
Mm-hmm. So your Sail and Rail ticket was how much?
£60.
And you got that back, or you will get it back, will you?
Yes. No, I have received that back already.
So £60 sterling was your original price. That was for your return trip, was it?
No, that was one way.
That was one way. But now you've had to pay €300 for your one-way ticket home.
Yeah.
And probably, have you had a look at the prices coming back? It's probably around the same, is it?
I don't want to, yes. There's only one shot to the system.
Well, listen,
I could take it a week.
Isn't it great news that you are getting back, Audrey? I know it's been difficult and you've had a stressful week, but at least you're getting home, you know?
That's it.
Isn't that the main thing?
It is. And I'm being able now to come back, so I'm not going to disappoint anybody.
Brilliant news. Great news, Audrey. And listen, a safe journey to you. And it's great that you are getting home for Christmas. That's Audrey Eager, one of many Irish people who've had to make alternative arrangements because of the closure at Holyhead and all of the other problems that has brought for people too. And now coming up next, we're going to be talking about hunting tools and medieval shoes and children's toys, things that have been discovered from melting glaciers. That's next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.